podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Fucking dogs. Shut up, you fucking dogs.
Hello, welcome back. It is My Mate's Bought a Toaster. I'm absolutely thrilled to welcome my guest this week. She's been described... Well, I mean, there's two ways I can introduce her. I can either introduce her, right, as Susanna off of Trini and Susanna, or I can do what Sir Elton John did and described her as a modern-day Nancy Mitford. Should we go with the latter, Susanna? What do you think?
I'm happy with both. I'm proud with both titles, and actually... Elton John, that was a quote he gave. The first one he gave for my book is unrepeatable.
It's incredible.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, that was very nice. It was very, and he's an avid reader too. So I was very selective about what he reads. So I was very chuffed with that, to have that for my first novel.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
So that was for After the Snow, which we'll get on to.
Yeah, and we spoke about it. I came to talk to you about that, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is when we met. You came to Magic and you were on the book club podcast. And terrifyingly, it's like 2 years ago now, which is completely ridiculous.
I think it's more, Tom.
Oh, don't.
I think is it really? Is. I think it's, well, it feels like about 10 years ago. It can't be, but that's what it feels like.
What you mean? It's just the days have dragged since we last spoke. Is that what you mean?
Exactly.
It's been such a long...
Time has dragged along.
Agonizing distance between us. Well, we're together again, Susanna.
Yes.
And this time I am staring down the barrel of your Amazon purchase history. Now, I have had your password and login for about 5 or 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
And me being the all-round idiot that I am, I got round to doing some research when I got up this morning at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we're recording this now at 9 a.m. and I have spent the last 3 hours going through your Amazon purchase history.
Oh my God. Something slightly, it's just a little bit creepy, isn't it? The thought of having someone doing this.
Yeah, it's GCHQ, but an absolute full-on idiot going through your stuff.
A little bit violating, maybe, but hey, I've agreed to do it. I've agreed to do it happily because you're amazing. So there we go.
Very nice. Well, the feeling's mutual, and I think you're even more amazing just after the research that I've done into you over the last few hours. And I'm going to go back, right? We're going to go to the first thing you bought on Amazon. So this is back in 2008, which is only 12 years ago. Right?
Oh my God, knows how much I spent since then. Oh, the shame. Yeah, okay.
It's incredible. So in 2008, by the way, you bought 9 things on Amazon in 2008.
Okay.
Would you like to know how many you bought in 2019?
Probably about 200.
So in 2008, it was 9.
Yeah.
In 2019, you bought, and I believe this is a record for the show.
Oh, no. Okay.
363.
Christ. Okay, let me just quickly interject here. That is because... My children use it as well, and they then have to pay me back, as does my husband, but he doesn't pay me back.
So I see. That so everybody...
That is 5 people, but hands up, the majority will be me. That's
Well,
shocking.
We'll be able to tell. As we go through it, I'm sure we'll be able to spot the things bought by other members of your family.
Okay.
I mean, do you let the dogs on there as well? Can the dogs log in?
No, but the budgie can.
So the first thing you bought, you are an avid reader, I can see this. Or if you're not a reader, an avid collector of books.
Yeah.
Rose Tremain, fabulous historical fiction, really literary, brilliant writer. Rose Tremain, The Way I Found Her. So there you are. You bought that November 2007.
Yes.
Right? So
yes.
There we are. That's,
okay.
That's right at the beginning of your journey. Okay.
Okay.
Also, maybe on a lighter note, the Scissor Sisters, Hurrah, A Year of Ta-Da.
What was that? Was that a video or something?
That is a DVD of the Scissor Sisters, I believe, live.
That would have been thrown out the car window after about... in fact, it was thrown out the car window with 2 of the sisters in my car. I said, I can't...
Okay.
I can't bear to listen to this fucking music anymore. And I threw it out the window.
We really overdosed on the Scissor Sisters, didn't we?
I know, but you know what? I love them so much. And... And they were just... We kind of need them now, I feel, because they're... Their music is so joyous and camp and irreverent. And I think we need the Scissor Sisters back in our lives.
Yeah, gosh, that is true. You said it's the beginning of a political movement. They are brilliant. A friend of mine, was once at a party with the lead singer. I've forgotten his name. Jake,
yeah,
isn't it? And he was around. They were all around a piano, and Jake started doing "Take Your Mama."
Mm-hmm.
And he got through about the first verse and just forgot all of the words. Couldn't remember any of the words. All right, 2008, as we slowly crank up, don't forget we're heading towards 363 items a year. Mm-hmm. At the moment, 2008, only 9 orders in 2008, including, this is quite interesting, in August.
Mm.
Just you went. I don't know if someone's gone a bit Alan Partridge in your house. Someone's just bought all of the Chris Ryan books.
Oh, I don't know who. I don't even know who Chris Ryan is.
Chris Ryan does those sort of army, like Bravo 2-0 books, you know, like the Andy McNab type thing. The books are called Greed, Land of Fire, The Kremlin Device. They're like thrillers, airport thrillers, and they do definitely skew towards men.
I have no idea, unless that was my son. My account must have been hacked.
Right. Okay,
I know. Okay. I haven't even seen those books.
All right. Well,
so maybe it was my son.
Here.
Maybe it was my son. But okay. Okay.
The first thing we're learning about you, Susanna, is you need to be more secure with your Amazon account.
Yeah, I do.
So do your family literally have like the app on their phone with your login details and they can just go and do what they need to do?
No, they always ask me first. So it is, and it's mainly things like I'm fine. I'll buy them books always.
Yes.
And if it's stuff they need for school or university, within reason, I'll buy. Otherwise, they have to pay me back.
I see. Oh, that's a pretty good system. Well, yeah. We'll hold you to that as we romp through this stuff.
Okay.
So let's skip to March now. March 2009.
Yeah.
Okay. The Slendertone System Abs Abdominal Toning Belts.
I don't even know. I do remember buying that. Total waste of money, and I've got no idea where it is. I mean, that is a blatant. I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to spend something. I'm going to spend some money today because I want to, and it doesn't matter what it is. That's disgraceful.
How are your abs?
My abs. I don't even know what an ab is anymore. I haven't seen an ab on my stomach for, I don't think, probably since I was in my 20s.
Who wants an ab anyway? I mean, is it an attractive look for anyone to have an ab?
I don't know. I mean, on a man, I think it is quite attractive. I'm very lucky. My husband is so fit, mainly genetically so. But he does take a lot of exercise, but he's so lean and fit. And so I'm blessed. But on women, I don't think it is so attractive because in my experience, it's nice to be, for children as well as, you know, the opposite sex, it's nice to have something a bit soft and feminine around your middle.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to do as well. I think that works for men too. Thanks.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's important. Yeah. Soft, built-in cushions, and it's a comfort blanket. Definitely a comfort blanket.
Yeah.
What I'm doing is I'm togging up for winter. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. Very wise.
Thank you. So you've got a naturally fit husband. That's annoying. Is he?
No,
one of those,
it's so irritating because I exercise, Tom, so much. I run probably 25-30K a week. I'm now wild swimming, which I've been doing for a while. I take a lot of exercise. I'm really careful about what I eat, and he's still, you know, kind of fitter and more gorgeous than I could ever be.
How long have you been married, please?
We've been married for 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It's amazing how the years rack up. My wife and I have been together for 17 years. And I don't
have
quite
you?
I don't really know how that's happened.
How old were you when you got together? You must have been very young because you're only about, aren't you? How old are you, 30-something?
Just turned 40 this summer.
Oh, okay.
So, we've been together 17 years. So we met when I was 23.
Okay. Oh my God, that's so lovely. Nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah. It's very nice. It is. It's good. And you just sort of look down and every now and again you do the maths.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, 17. How has that happened? And then you just sort of get on with life again. And then you look up and it's 25.
Yeah.
What else have we got here? August 2009, £110 on the Apple iPod Nano. Now, this is a theme that develops over the course of your Amazon purchase history. There's a lot of devices getting bought.
But when was that? August?
August 2009, yeah.
Okay, well, that would have been a selfish purchase for me.
Good.
Yeah, and I love my music, and I'm very proud of that. And actually, you know what? I still have that device. I don't use it, but I still have it.
But I think that's the purest Apple ever got. I think everything after that has been somehow diluted and weirdly addictive, whereas that was the moment Apple was just pure and gorgeous and wonderful.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Well, okay, so this is 2009. Oh, look, £200. £200 here on the Minix DCC Leica 5-megapixel camera.
Okay, that was a Christmas present for... What date of the year? What time of the year?
So that was bought July 2009.
That was my son's birthday present.
God, it's a nice present, isn't it? 5 megapixel camera.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll do. That'll do.
He's still using it.
How old was your son at that point then in 2009?
He was, I can't do the math. He's now 22.
Wow. Okay.
So I don't know. I can't do the math. I've never been able to cope with numbers. Really, by my spending.
22. Hang on, I could do it. 22 minus 11 is 11.
Yeah.
There you go. So what's the kid setup? How many kids have you got, please?
I've got three children, and I got a son, Joe, who's 22, and then I got Esme, who's 19, and Cece, who's 17.
Wow. So you're nearly at the full empty nest bit. How exciting is that?
Oh, I can't wait.
Didn't know which way you were going to go with that. It's always a risky moment.
Yeah, can't wait. But the thing is, have you got kids?
Yeah, I've got two little boys. Yeah.
You kind of realise, I had this moment, I thought, oh God, I can't wait for them all to kind of leave and be happy and get on with their own lives. And then I realised it's never going to happen. You know, you're always going to be their sort of primary touchstone as a parent. Yeah. And whenever anything goes wrong in their lives, which inevitably it will, sadly, you've got to be there for them. So you never get rid of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That is the deal. But you lie to yourself when they're really young. I can remember this because my eldest had terrible colic and I was obsessed. When he was so small, I was obsessed. It was really weird. I think it was some sort of strain. I slipped into a strange psychosis. I kept dreaming and thinking about him leaving home and going to university. Isn't that weird when you've got a six-month-old baby?
It's
really odd, really odd.
Very odd.
You're absolutely right. Already now he's eight and I already see that they're never really going to go that far. That's it. They're just, especially if you let them have your Amazon login, then you're in big trouble.
Big trouble. But also you think that, the golden is going to get easier and, you know, this is when they need me. Trust me, it doesn't. It doesn't get any easier.
On my neighbor,
you bought the Canon, a lens for a camera, which cost. Are you ready for this?
Probably about.
This might be the new record. On my Bought a Toaster. You bought a Canon EF 24-70mm lens for £1,009.
That has shocked me into silence. And do you know why it shocked me into silence? Because I don't remember who or why I would have bought that. And that was just a lens.
You spent a grand on a lens.
That can't be right.
It is.
That is horrifying.
I feel like your financial advisor. I mean, what was going on? And this is, but the kids were too young to be logging into
your
account by this point.
You know what? Yeah, they were. No, I'm genuinely shocked by that.
Genuinely. Well, it says on here, it says this is a gift order.
What that was? I do remember what that was. That was an 18th birthday present for a godchild.
Okay.
That's what that was.
Whew.
And also that was, fucking hell. And that was shared between me and her three other godparents. And I bought it and they paid me back.
Oh my God. Right. Okay. Fine. I feel more relaxed now. That would have been quite a moment.
That is, oh my God, I literally felt the blood drain from my face then.
are you, my wife does this frequently. She goes through her bank balance and will find something for about £8 and just be adamant that she didn't buy that she's been hacked. Do you do that? And she's like,
no.
this is illegal. And then she'll phone the bank. And while she's waiting to get through to the bank, Oh no, it was that cafe, and then yeah. to find out.
No, I don't do that. I'm quite, I've learned to be careful. I mean, back in the sort of the time we're talking in, sort of the first decade of the 2000s, I did have a lot more money to burn. So I would have been more cavalier about my spending.
So is this when you were on the telly a lot more, when Trini and Susanna was in its sort of heyday?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, the kids were younger. We were still living in London, so we didn't have huge overheads and stuff. And so that might be, yeah. So yeah. Hopefully, I think my spending has probably got more, but it's on more considered purchases. So let's hear.
Right.
Keep going.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out. I am interested, though, when you say that you had that. You had the cash in the noughties when you were on telly and all that sort of. I mean, you know, you still have a very, very high profile. But that was, I guess, the sort of the peak Trini and Susanna moment, wasn't it? When you were absolute household names at that point.
But also, I mean, it wasn't so much that, Tom. It was, I mean, yes, we were. But, you know, television, making television paid a lot of money, as did, you know, book advances. And then we did TV ads as well. And, you know, we made a lot of money per show for the BBC and ITV. And now the amount that we got paid then, you wouldn't even spend on making a one-hour program today.
Yeah. Did you realise at the time, did you enjoy it? Because here's the question I'm sort of slowly sauntering towards. That moment when you realise that you've absolutely made it, and even maybe beyond what you expected could happen. Did you enjoy it, or were there anxieties that came with it? And are you maybe happier now?
Do you know what? It's funny. It's when you're in it, I never kind of stopped and looked around and thought, my God, this is incredible. You know, what we're doing, what we're achieving. I was always looking to the future, looking to the next thing. So once something was done, it was forgotten and it would be on to the next thing. So,
yes.
And I don't regret that. I never took stock and thought, okay, you know, we've done it ever. You know, for me, a job is never done. And whilst now, today, it's harder to, you know, being older, television is a no-no really. So I've kind of looked for other ways to, not so much to make money, but to be doing things that I can be proud of and pushing myself. So it was never about being famous. It was a job, and it was a job that we loved. And I, you know, Trini and I, through that, forged a really life-lasting friendship and bond.
Yeah.
And, you know, we really loved what we were doing. We loved helping women and, you know, we were very lucky. We yes. It was, you know, a lot of it was luck. We were picked out at the right time and it went from there. We never had a game plan. It just evolved.
Okay, this is good. This is all good life advice for people. Okay, good. Here's an interesting one. 2010. Oh, yeah. 2010. 21st of May 2010.
Tom.
I don't know if you're going to want to talk about this. Maybe this will be our first edit point. I mean, you've already said that your husband is very fit, but you've bought a book called Living with the Passive Aggressive Man, Coping with the Personality Syndrome of Hidden Aggression from the Bedroom to the Boardroom. What's
going
on here?
Okay, this is interesting. Okay, and I'm going to say this and I'm going to say it on your podcast. And it's not something I've spoken about before, really, but it's important. And I'm in recovery, and so I'm an alcoholic, and I've been in recovery for nearly 7 years now. And at that time, I, as an addict, often what you would do, and certainly what I did, I would put all my own defects, I would find someone else to attach them to. And so I thought that my husband was passive aggressive, but actually I was the one who was passive aggressive. And that I've realised over time and being in recovery.
Wow.
So that was a waste of money because I was the one I was the awful kind of angry, passive aggressive, and my poor husband was the one who had to live with it.
I mean, do you want me to write a review of the book on here saying, turns out it was me, not him?
Yeah, why not? That's a very good idea.
Susanna, I mean, I'm not making light of what you've just said. That's such a huge thing. So you've been in recovery since when? Since 2013 then, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that is fascinating. And I've got experience of this as well. I grew up with an alcoholic mother.
Mm-hmm. So mine was too. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And this idea of attacking the person nearest to you and projecting a whole set of things onto them so mm-hmm. as not to turn it back on you is incredibly familiar. And that is, you know, it takes a huge amount though to realize that. What a moment that must have been when you saw that.
Yeah, it was.
Realized.
Do you know what, Tom? It was so liberating. And it wasn't, I felt a lot of shame most of the time. But when I realized that, the relief was so immense that because I could change it, it was something that I would change. I wasn't having to try and change someone else. It was down to me. And I was responsible and accountable for becoming, you know, a better person and getting sober and well. And so it was the most extraordinary relief to have that light bulb moment.
Yeah. And did you drink while you were working? Did it affect your work?
No, I was highly functioning.
Right. That's all very well and good. But the thing that I really want to know is why you bought a fart whistle in November 2011.
That would have been a Christmas present. That's when I started. So that's when, now you're going to hear all the kind of stocking presents and Christmas presents.
Oh, goody. That's what I like to hear. Well, like all good Christmases, let's make everyone wait a few moments for it, shall we? Here comes a break, and then we'll be back with more from the fabulous Susanna Constantine.
Hello, my name is Pete Ellison. This is Dave Cribb.
Hello, and we do a podcast called Friends with Friends, as you might have guessed from the music that's playing underneath, which is a sort of lo-fi rendition of the Friends theme tune for rights reasons. We get a different guest on every week on our podcast to talk about their favourite episode of Friends.
And we look through it in excruciating detail. We pick through levels of plots like no one has ever done before.
So if you like Friends or just listening to people talking, which are both valid activities, do look us up on the old podcast apps and that. Friends with Friends, and we're on Twitter at FriendsWF.
So basically what happens, what I've noticed having gone through your account, is every November you, in late November, you just go absolutely wild.
Well, like, there you go.
And look at this, the 29th of November, 2011. What a day that was. The Simpsons on PlayStation 2. Sparkling Scratch, a doodle. Cadbury Dairy Milk Advent Calendar. Dinky 80s Retro Sweets Jar. Yes, please. This is all absolute gold stuff, Susanna.
Yeah.
It's so obviously you have a day in late November where you just go crazy on Amazon for Christmas.
Yes, I do.
Also on the 29th of November, 2011, you've bought the Spanish ham starter kit.
Okay, that would have been a Christmas present for my husband.
Very nice. Big lump of pig. Happy Christmas, darling.
Yeah, there you go.
Perfect, romantic.
Beat him round the head with it and then eat it.
Yeah.
In true Roald Dahl form.
And there's another theme that sits across all of your shopping, and that is bedding.
Yeah.
My God, you love bedding.
Yeah, love it.
August 2011, 100% white Hungarian goose down continental square pillow. Oh, a goose down pillow. Life gets no better.
Yeah. A lot of bedding. Well, we kind of, in 2011, we just moved down here and to Sussex, and we have a lot of beds. So that's why there's a lot of bedding. And I definitely have an addiction to bedding.
I think that's definitely absolutely well and good. I completely approve. Whenever we go and stay somewhere, if we stay in a bed that's got like a really nice duvet and pillow, I'm like, I don't want to put a percentage on it, but I'm going to. I'm about 3,000% happier.
Yeah, me too. But do you ever take your pillow with you when you go away?
Yeah, well, I found a secret way of doing it. What I did, exactly this. I got my favourite pillow and put it in the back of the car so that my eldest could sleep on it in the car. pretending yeah. that's why I brought the pillow, but then actually nice. It was so I could secrete it into the house and have my favourite pillow. Yeah.
Nice. Good for you. I always take a pillow with me, a little baby one, wherever
if there's
I go.
One thing, exactly. If there's one thing we should take from this podcast, the importance of good bedding.
Yeah. Okay. It's absolutely, I mean, I was meant to be going up to the Hebrides to go, and I'd rented this little bothy in the middle of nowhere with no electricity, no Wi-Fi, no nothing to go and start my next novel. And on my list, I had a kind of like packing list because I'm anal in that way. It's kind of really nice sheets, my own duvet, my own pillows, mattress topper, which you'll find probably quite yeah. recently bought.
Yeah.
So bedding is essential.
Really is. It's the starting bricks of life. You've got to have them there.
Of course.
It's the foundations. 30th of July 2011, another foundation for a happy life, an ice cream maker, £295. Happy yep. Christmas.
Yeah, that was for my husband. Happy Christmas. I've got never once did he make ice cream with it. Having said, I would love an ice cream maker. I'm going to make my own ice cream. We've got all the fruit in the garden. I would love to make ice cream. Yeah. He doesn't even know where it is, and he hasn't used it once.
This is what we do. And look at this,
shame
making artisan
him.
Gelato, 45 recipes and techniques for crafting flavour-infused ice cream and sorbet at home.
Yeah, that book has not been opened.
I love it. This is what Amazon's done. It's unlocked this trigger finger where we buy shit. And that's
so
it. What was the point in that?
It's so true.
The 24th of July 2012, the Body Shop Peppermint Cooling Pumice Foot Scrub. Minty pumice.
You know what I use that? Is that from the Body Shop? That I use as a body exfoliant. So not on my feet, but on my body. And it's the best stuff. To exfoliate your body, yeah. So tell your wife, it's fantastic.
Fine. Exfoliation tips. That is a first on My Mate Bought a Toaster. You see, that's why you're here. Trilogy Certified Organic Rosehip Oil. There's a lot of that going on.
And I still use it. And my daughters use it now. So that is my number one go-to beauty product. It's all I use. I don't use anything else.
So we've got rosehip, and this is the genius of your Amazon purchase history and tells us everything about you. You've got the organic rosehip oil, and then a couple of days earlier, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 on the Xbox 360.
That's my son, obviously.
Oh, come on. I like the image of you playing Call of Duty, Suzanne.
I wouldn't know how to, and I'm so uncoordinated. I wouldn't be able to use two hands at the same time.
Loads of great stuff being bought. This is an interesting one. Nearly £200 on the Chicago Blackhawks hockey jersey. Who's the hockey player? That's my ice hockey.
That's my son,
Joe.
Oh,
right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was Christmas or birthday.
Is that him in the background? Are you now working in an industrial kitchen?
No, that's my husband in the background, okay. About to put his coffee in the microwave.
Is that because coffee machines never make hot enough coffee?
No, exactly. And he likes his coffee really hot so that he doesn't drink it too quickly. Scalding.
Quite right too. Yeah, you've got to have these things slowly because then that will develop it develops the abs better. That's the important.
Exactly.
Weird that your kid's into ice hockey. That's quite a relatively niche sport. How did that happen, please?
To be honest, I've no idea. But I think at that age, I guess he would have been about 15. It's sort of looking for something that sets you apart slightly. I mean, I think kids at that age, they go one of two ways. They either follow the trend, or they go off on a tangent. And he was always someone who went off on a tangent. So hence
ice
hockey.
Like you? Is that something which you think you've given him?
Yeah, I do actually. I think that probably is right. It's kind of bucking the trend and breaking away from the stereotype that people assume you fit into.
Yes. And is he still into his ice hockey then? Does he still use it as his...
Yes, he does. He loves it. Yeah, okay. He's very into it and follows it passionately.
It's quite violent, isn't it? They have massive fights. That's the only takeaway I can tell you, apart from that it's played on ice.
Yes, they do.
That's it.
Didn't Sacha Baron Cohen have a moment on doing with Borat or Bruno with ice hockey? I can't remember.
Yes, yeah. And there was a massive fight then. There's always a ruckus around.
There was a massive fight, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
From fighting to relaxation, this is, I mean, I'm reading this one out just because it's got a funny product name, Pressure Positive, the original back knobber.
Oh, that's the best thing you can ever get, and I still use it. It's like this kind of S-shaped bit of plastic, and you put it over your shoulder, and it gets right into the point where your back is sore. And there's a photographer called Nicky Johnson, really lovely, fantastically funny guy, and he got me onto it because he was using it the whole time on a shoot I was doing. And that was an amazing investment. I use it all the time for knots in my back.
Can I just say, I'm just so happy that after the thousands of pounds that you spent on Amazon, we finally found something you've bought for yourself and is good.
It's probably the cheapest thing I bought too.
But it's, you know, this is good. So, okay, so the back knobber. So you'd recommend a good back knobbing?
Yeah, good back knobbing. Always, good knobbing is always good.
Excellent, thank you. Also in September 2014, two lots of the silica gel pouches. So 100 silica gel sachets. And this is just like, there's got to be a story behind this. These are the little packets you get that say, do not eat. So worth emphasizing, shouldn't eat these, right?
What are they? Oh, those are for moths.
Do they get moths?
Yeah, so those little things are you put in pockets of clothes and they get rid of moths. So that's what they are. And we have loads of moths, yeah.
Now, has anyone ever overcome moths, or do you just have to manage the moth problem?
We've never overcome them, but this did help. I have to say, it has helped.
Where do you put them?
In pockets. So in pockets of jackets and coats, and then in little kind of like, you know, in when you get by washing powder capsule things. They have those little net bags. So I'll put them in, use those, recycle those and pop them in there and hang them over a coat hanger.
But when you then wear the posh frock out, you will make sure to take the silica gel packet out of your pockets, because otherwise people are going to think you've just been eating beef jerky in the car on the way there.
Exactly. Okay. You'll be rustling away.
All right. Okay. I didn't realise they worked. Okay, fine. So next time you get your beef jerky or whatever, or your weird thing you purchased from China and it comes with the silica gel, keep the silica gel, put it in a pocket, and you can fight the moths.
Mm-hmm.
All right, mm-hmm. good. Okay, so back knobbing and moth fighting. Things are picking up, Susanna. Things are picking up.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Let's move on then. Let's go into 2016. Slightly dark start to 2016. I mean, 2016 was a bad year for many people politically, but it was a really terrible year, terrible year for 1,000 live brown silent crickets, because they were delivered to your house, and I wonder if they survived.
No, they didn't survive. They were for, again, my son had a snake called Caesar, and Caesar, he was corn snake, he liked crickets.
Wow.
So that's why we had crickets. And there might be, probably around the same time, there'll be a few frozen mice as well.
Yeah.
So that they are all for Caesar. And I'll tell you a story about Caesar. So my son decided he wanted to get rid of him. And this is probably going to send animal rights people into a rage. But he wanted to get rid of him. So he said he'd managed to sell Caesar on Gumtree, and someone was coming to collect him. Right. Anyway, this person came to collect him, so Joe said, and the snake disappeared, had gone. But for some reason, they didn't take his kind of light box thing that he lived in.
Right.
Anyway, so Caesar had gone. We put away the light box, or maybe sold it on eBay, I can't remember. And we had these two budgies. And one morning I came down, there was no chirping. And they'd gone. There's no way they could have got out. There was no holes in the cage. There were no feathers anywhere. There was nothing, absolutely nothing. They just evaporated. And this, we were thinking, was it a full moon? Is there a ghost in the house? We couldn't understand what it was. Anyway, so that happened. And then about 6 months later, I went downstairs into the cellar and I saw this rubber snake on the floor, and I went to pick it up and I realised it was Caesar.
Oh my God.
And Caesar had been put outside in the garden and had found, not sold at all,
right,
had found his way back into the house and had been living in the cellar, had obviously come up to the kitchen, paid a visit to the budgerigar cage and eaten the budgies.
Wow. Wow. The massacre at the Constantine household. Wow.
Can you imagine? And poor Caesar, he'd been living on all the hot pipes downstairs.
Yes.
And anyway, he then stayed with us because it was like a resurrection. And he stayed with us and then sadly passed away.
Well, he saw out his days with you.
I mean, what a legend. What a legend that snake was.
Caesar the snake. You must have jumped when you thought it was a toy snake on the floor.
I tell you, but in that instant, everything made sense with the budgies. And then the dogs would look in. We have one of those vegetable baskets.
Right.
They were kind of looking in there and scratching it. And I opened it up and there was nothing in there. I thought maybe it's mice. There was nothing. And clearly that was Caesar as well.
Ah, I see. God, you were being haunted by a live snake. That is very eerie. Mm-hmm. Very eerie. So there's so much going on in your life. There's so much going on in your house, Susanna. I love it. It's so hard to try and capture it all in one podcast. What else have we got here? June 2016, a steel bones trainer corset. Now, I wondered if this is because you've been watching so much Downton Abbey, but maybe it wasn't you watching Downton Abbey, so I don't know now. But, I mean, did you get into corsets in 2016?
No, that was for a fancy dress party. That was a fancy dress party, and it was, I can't remember, it was something to do with the Edwardian era.
Right.
And I got it for that.
Nice.
And then I sold it on eBay afterwards, and it was, yeah, I wore it once and then sold it on eBay.
Okay. Fine. Yeah, a feeling girl, woman's latex, 9 steel-boned, breathable waist training. I mean, hardly breathable. You can't breathe in those things. They're unbelievable.
It's just horrendous. Yeah. Horrendous. So that was, you know, to give the abs a moment to shine.
Very nice, very nice. Let's go into 2018. All right, 2018.
Okay.
There's one thing that stands out here. June 2018, the Durex Play Feel Lubricant Gel. That's sticking out there.
Nice. That's kind of menopausal time. Okay. Essential.
Right.
For a dry vagina.
Good. Very good. Does the job.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very nice indeed. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you want me to write that as a review? I could quickly type that in.
Yeah, you can if you want.
Quickly. November 2018, the big water purification system. Now, this is like a vat. This is insane. What on earth is this thing?
Okay, this is amazing. And what it is, it's like this sort of... I'm not sure what kind of I guess it's steel tank.
Yes.
And it has like a bucket at the bottom, and then you put this another one on top, and inside the top one there are these charcoal filters which filter the water.
Mm.
And it produces purer water than spring water. It's the purest water you can create. And so you have all these kind of water purifiers, the plastic ones, which I think put more chemicals in the water, or you can get one in your, you know, put in your kitchen, apparently.
Okay.
And it's, you know, my family were like, why have you got this? You know, what's the fucking point? Why have you got this? We've got enough water in the tap. You know, it's fine.
Yeah.
Just drink tap water. Anyway, everybody uses it. No one drinks tap water anymore.
Is that right? And it's one of those things.
It was
one of those things that no one else is on board with. And then suddenly.
Yeah. And that was an amazing investment. An amazing investment. And one I stand by and I'm thrilled I got.
Oh, right. Okay, fine. Well, I mean, that's great. We've got some more recommendations. There we are. Hang on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? Oh, yeah. The Berkey big. Is that how you say it? Berkey?
Yeah.
Big water purification system, $249.99. What I like about this, Susanna, is that you've bought this. Everyone in the house has gone, why are you fanning around with this? And actually everyone's on board. That's good.
Everyone's on board and it's still going. And the filters last for 10 years and then you have to replace them. It's amazing. I mean, you can get them in different sizes and it's a game changer.
Right. Head for Susanna Constantine's house for lovely vulvic from home. Beautiful Avian water from a great big tin barrel.
Ooh, I don't want to hear no more crying. Just come on, let me know what you've been buying.
Okay, so what we're going to do now, Susanna, is we're going to leap on to 2020. We're going to have a little bit of a browse through your lockdown. How has your lockdown been? Or at least lockdown one we're looking at here.
It was kind of a bittersweet moment, and it was really, for parents, it was amazing to have all our children at home.
Yes.
And for them, it was a nightmare. But we all got into it, and we've never, ever had them all together for such a long time, even when they were little. Because when Joe was born, when Esme was born, Joe then went to nursery school. And so literally we've never had them all together until now. And it was amazing. And we kind of got to know them, and they got to know us, and they got to know each other. And from that perspective, it was, you know, I'm so grateful for that time. Mm. And for us, I think, you know, we were very blessed to be living in the countryside, because we could get into the garden, and we have more space. So, and I work from home, my husband works from home. So nothing much changed really, apart from having to go into 24-hour servitude and cook over 800 meals.
You ran a B&B for your offspring, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, the various animals in the house, the dogs
exactly.
and the snakes that we've already talked about.
Yeah.
It's nice, though, to have all your babies under one roof again. And also,
it was amazing. I loved it.
I have this feeling that you know, I spent so much time with my boys over lockdown that I don't know. I just don't feel like at any point in the future I'm going to say, oh, I never saw them enough when they were that age. I know that this year we have racked up so many miles on the clock with them, and it's been magical, but I know we've done as much as we possibly could, and it's a nice feeling that.
Yeah, no, it's really, it was incredible. And we just went, I'm sure it was the same for a lot of families, but we went kind of old school and played jigsaw. You know, we did loads of jigsaw puzzles and played old school games, and it was fantastic.
Absolutely.
That didn't last for very long. You know, well, then Netflix came back up. But whilst that moment lasted, it was amazing.
But look, March 2020, so when lockdown hits, this is classic. You've gone for, how do you say it? Tattoo-o. Is that how you say it? Tattoo-o? 93-piece wooden pickup sticks. Classic pickup game.
So yep.
And also one of the best games ever, Articulate as well. I love that game.
Yeah, we played endless board games.
Gathering round. You've got picture hooks as well, so getting some DIY done.
Yep.
Cluedo. This is so lovely. Just settling down with the kids. All right, so that was in March 2020. Let's skip on ahead and see what else we can see. A lacrosse ball, April 2020. Some quick cricket set. A bit of cricket.
Yep.
You're basically on holiday with your family.
Yeah, we were playing a lot of games inside and outside.
It's so good. Oh, and also a classic lockdown purchase, the Vahl hair clippers for men.
What? Yes.
We did that as well. Did everyone shave their hair?
Everyone. I mean, so badly. Yeah. My poor husband looked like he'd been, you know, attacked by a plague of rats. His hair kind of, you know, chewed away at. But yeah, no, that is a classic purchase. That's so funny.
That's such
a good indication of what we were going through at that time.
Board games and bad haircuts. And now this is a risk to the peace in the household. 4th of May 2020, the premium guitar cable and a capo as well for acoustic and electric guitar. Have you got musicians in the house? How have you not killed each other?
Yeah, my eldest daughter plays guitar and sings and writes music. So.
Oh, nice. Oh, right.
We had a lot of that, yeah.
Oh, right. But she's good then, so it's okay.
She is good, actually. Yes, she is good. Okay, yeah, right. So it's okay.
A wireless TENS machine for pain relief. What's this going
on
here?
That was that is okay. That's another thing which is amazing for I have kind of I've broken my back 1, 2, 3 times now.
No,
and
how?
Not like, you know, majorly. I've broken the transverse process falling off a skateboard. Trying to skateboard, falling off that, and that was quite recent. And then I did another 2 in horse riding accidents.
Oh gosh.
And so I get recurring pain in my back and in my hip, and it's fantastic. It's such an amazing piece of kit, and it really works.
Really?
At kind of easing chronic pain. It's brilliant.
What's it like, electric pulses, or does it get warm?
Yeah, it's like little pulses, and you just remind me, because I got a bad thing in my shoulder at the moment. I must get the TENS machine on. It's really brilliant, and it's what they use as I'm sure you know, Tom, for when you're in delivery, having a baby, for the contractions. They stick those on you as well.
Yeah, of course, I remember those going on as well. Gosh, yeah, I love those. Not as much as I loved Gas and Air. That was my favourite. But
yeah, absolutely.
The Bridge, Series 1, one of my favourite TV shows ever. I love The Bridge.
So good, so good. All those Scandi, anything with a subtitle, I love.
Yeah. 100%. I'm obsessed with Scandi. Apparently, do you know what the new Scandi is on Netflix? K-drama. Have you watched any K-drama yet?
Ooh.
Korean.
What's it called?
Korean drama. K-drama. There's a whole load. Gosh, you've binged on The Bridge. Look at this. August 2020. The Bridge Series 4, The Bridge Series 3. Oh.
And that was second time round, because first time round, I was probably too pissed to remember it. So I actually don't... That was one of the joys of being an alcoholic. So I don't remember anything I've watched. I was able to watch all this stuff again.
Another positive reason. You can experience all these great things again.
K-drama.
There's some good ones called Pinocchio. Apparently is really good.
Okay.
And Crash Landing on You apparently is excellent as well. I've not watched it yet, so this is not an official Tom Price recommendation.
Okay.
It's come from a trusted source. Let me know, would you, actually? Okay. Maybe you could watch it for
me.
Yeah,
I will.
That'd be great.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, into August 2020, into lockdown here. Magic Mike, obviously you've rented that. Mm-hmm. Classic movie. Can't go wrong with a bit of male strippers. Works very well.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. And then as we go crashing up to date now, we're nearly there, Susanna. We're nearly there. Do you feel you've learned anything about yourself over the course of this exposure?
Yeah, I've learned that I have a terrible shopping addiction and I need to go to Shopping Anonymous.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
As well as Alcoholics Anonymous. So I've learned that. I've learned that a lot of the stuff I bought is practical and they're not frivolous purchases. I do think I can justify most of the things I bought.
For example, maybe I'm going to land one at your feet now and see if you can justify this.
Okay.
The Ultra Bright LED Head Torch. 24th
Okay,
of October.
That again, I can totally justify this because I've actually had to cancel it now. But my trip to the Hebrides, electricity, power cuts. Of course I'm going to need a head torch.
Oh, you'd be writing by LED light, the modern Dickensian way of writing.
Exactly.
Oh.
I'd be foolish not to have that.
So are you going to still go away when lockdown's over? Are you going to get up there, do you think, after all this?
Yeah, I will. I will go, and at some point. So, and probably it's a blessing in disguise because up there, there's no internet or anything, and I would have needed that, I think.
Yeah.
With just for research purposes, although I've done a lot of it already, but I think I'd better going up when I'm further into the novel.
How long do you go up for when you go and do your writing retreat?
About 2 weeks. So it's kind of more of a warming up process. So I need to kind of limber up my brain and get it totally focused and not think about anything else so that I'm right in it and I know all the characters. And that sounds so kind of arsey to say that, but
it sounds like a writer.
What I have to do, you know, I just need that time, that headspace to really get into it. So it's a warming up process and then I start and then I'm able to write whenever and wherever. Once
yeah.
I've done that.
Yeah, yeah. The Shakira approach to writing.
Quite. Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah, wherever, whenever. Shakira.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
look, and one of the final things as well, just to continue the bedding theme. This is a lady who loves her pillows and loves her cushions. On the 11th of October, 2020, the V-shaped pillow with a free pillowcase. Oh, a V-shape. Now, do you ever pop a pillow between your legs? I love a pillow between the legs. Oh.
And that's why I got it.
Come on.
I got it for that. And then also for going up to the Hebrides, because there's no sofa in the little bothy. There's no sofa. I had to, because the bed is in the kitchen, which is also the sitting room. So I was going to use that to sit against.
Yes.
And then also when I sleep, put it between my knees because I got bony knees.
Yeah, I can't sleep unless I've got a pillow between my legs. If we go away and there's not a spare pillow to go between my legs, then I'm done for. I might as well just go downstairs and do some press-ups. That's it.
Yeah.
No other well, listen, the Hebrides will be ready and waiting for you to write more of your fantastic novels. Susanna Constantine, thank you so much for coming on My
Such
Mate
a pleasure.
Toaster. You're so brilliant.
You're amazing. It's such a cool idea.
Thank you.
I've come away feeling, you know what, it's actually been a really good lesson that, you know, you have to be wary on Amazon. And, yes. You know, it's a bit of a wake up call. So thank you for that.
No, it's a really important part of the show. I want people to realize that you can buy so much crap and it's not worth it. So I like to, expose what you've spent all that money on and then maybe not go crazy in the future. Also, you've got a podcast. Remind us, please, the name of your podcast so everyone can go and...
Okay, my podcast, which I probably have to get you on now, is called My Wardrobe Malfunction. It's the highs and lows and disasters of clothing that well-known people have.
Great. I would love to come on it and I can take you through just how many pairs of jeans I've bought. It would be
okay.
A very boring listen. Very boring listen. thank you so much. What a pleasure to talk to you again. Take care and good luck with the next novel.
And you. All right, my lovely. Thank you so much, Tom.
Thanks. Have a good day. Cheers.
All right, lovely to speak to you.
And
bye.
You. Bye, 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 bye. There you are, Susanna Constantine off of Trini and Susanna, and really good at writing books, to give her her full title. She's ace, isn't she? So impressive on so many levels. And two things that I forgot to mention, and I only heard, now I'm editing it. One is I could hear her vaping away, and there was vaping stuff that she bought, and I didn't get around to that. So I enjoyed hearing that. And also, did you hear the dogs scrabbling in the background? She has three dogs, and they were constantly scrabbling. And I regret not talking to her about her dogs. I had to edit out loads. There was loads more stuff, but I want to make this podcast under an hour. I could have just gone on and on for like an hour and a half of more stuff. She had so many interesting things. Anyway, one day I'll do a Patreon and I'll stick it all on there. So thank you massively to the wonderful Susanna Constantine. Hello to E. Robinson, who's messaged me on Instagram, at ToasterPod on Instagram. So this is after the Gabby Logan episode the other day. Hi, Tom. Loving the pod. It just occurred to me to follow you on here too. Good. Welcome along, E. Robinson. I don't know what your Christian name is. It just says E. Robinson. Anyway, you look. I think you're presenting as a man. Hello, Mr. E. Robinson. Listening to yesterday's pod with Gabby Logan, thought I'd throw in some anecdotal indirect experience with melatonin. Here comes some melatonin chat, guys. The main bit of the podcast is finished. You can leave if you want to. But if you want to stick around for the melatonin chat, I recommend it. I used to work for a large courier company, and we used to get imports of it coming in, usually for personal use, often being sent by concerned parents of American students. That's not why they're not sleeping, trust me. Other interesting items parents of American students sent included, pepper spray, removed by customs, tasers, and personal massagers, probably checked by customs for their own amusement. Personal massages from parents. This is inappropriate. We did then get either alternative medicine people who hadn't done their research or chemists of the more backstreet variety who would try and import 200 packs of 30 tablets for personal use. Customs would usually confiscate, though, funnily enough. Anyway, thanks for the podcast. Oh, thank you, E. Robinson. That's good. I like anecdotal evidence of the melatonin trade. If you'd like to get in touch, if you want to drop me a message, I might read it out on the end of the podcast. First time I've done this. I've quite enjoyed it. At ToasterPod on Twitter or on Instagram. Have a fantastic week. And I am recording this now on Tuesday night, about to stay up and watch the American elections. Please God, have a fantastic week surfing the wave of optimism and hope of a Joe Biden win. Oh God, these words could age really badly, couldn't they? All right, lots of love. See you soon. Bye.
Television history is contained within the Box of Delights.
It was happening in front of us.
Incredible.
In our living rooms. It was amazing.
Guests pick their favourite television moment.
And tell us why they love it.
And is this the episode where Daisy's just been for the interview at the Woman's Magazine?
Flaps.
That's it, Flaps.
Yeah.
Named one of Radio Times' best podcasts of the year.
I don't understand people who don't see the joy in drawing the curtains, mug of hot chocolate and something nice on TV. Like, what could be nicer than that?
Than having a snuggle.
Exactly.
Nostalgia in bite-sized chunks.
Box of Delights
from Great Big Owl.